我们感谢主的恩典，我们一同啊，再有一点的交通。
We thank the Lord for His grace that He has given us further chance that could fellowship together.
我们也很高兴看到有年轻的青少年跟我们在一起。
We're also very pleased to see young people among us.
好不好？我们一同来翻开彼得前书。
Shall we now please together turn to 1 Peter?
彼得前书，我们从第一章第一节，我们好不好读到第九节？
We will read in the first epistle of Peter from chapter 1, verse 1 to 9.
彼得前书第一章第一节到第九节。
First Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 9.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太、加伯多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied.
第三节
Verse 3
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留到天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信，他就有那说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂，应该是魂的救恩。
Verse 8, Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Here it is, your souls.
我们最后再看第五章第十二节这一节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
第五章第十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
我略略地写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转给你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand.
好，我们圣经就读到这里。
Now this is our scripture reading.
我们刚才所读过的这十一节的圣经，句句话都非常的宝贵。
The 11 verses we just read, every one of them is so precious.
因为这个就把耶稣基督给我们这个真的全备的救恩向我们讲了出来。
Because these verses reveal the true and whole salvation that Christ Jesus has prepared for us.
所以最后他写完这封书信呢，他说我略略的写了这封书信给你们。
So at the end, Peter says that briefly I've written this epistle to you.
然后劝勉你们。
I'm exhorting you.
而且我要证明这一个救恩是真的，神的真的恩。所以你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
I also testify that this is the true grace of God in which you stand.
昨天我们在这里传了福音。
Yesterday we shared the gospel here.
我们把神的恩典告诉没有信主的人。
We told of God's grace to all those unbelievers.
但是我们这些信了主的人。
But to us who have believed in the Lord,
我们是不是只是停在救恩的开始呢？
Are we still staying at the very beginning of our salvation?
或者我们对于神那全备的救恩，我们能够很有把握的抓得住，抓得老老实实的，而且能够今天就活出来呢？
Or are we sure of and grasp of the salvation of God, His full salvation so tightly, and we can carry it out today?
彼得为了什么时候在这个时候写好像是这么 heavy 啊，这么沉重的一些的话
？Why does Peter write such heavy words in this epistle？
因为这实在是当时这些信徒所需要的。
Because this is exactly what those believers needed。
我们都知道彼得写这书信的时候，大概是主后六十几年。
We know Peter wrote this epistle about 60 plus AD.
就是彼得一般人告诉我们说是主后68年殉道。
And people tell us that Peter was martyred at 68 AD.
所以这就是彼得前书稍微早一点，彼得后书再稍微晚一点，就是说。在最后的这一段时期，或者是从63年一直到60几年，这些作为的背景。
So as this epistle is written from about 63, maybe a few years later, during these years he wrote these two epistles.
也就是说，那个时候教会已经开始受很多的逼迫。
In those days, the church had begun experiencing all the sufferings.
可能写彼得前书的时候。尼禄那个 Nero 那个大的逼迫可能还没有开始。
Maybe when Peter wrote First Peter, at the time the great persecution by the Emperor Nero hadn't started yet.
但是已经差不多。
But it was about that time.
所以当时这些弟兄姊妹，他们是在很多的试炼的里面，有很多的忧愁。
So in the midst of all the trials, full of the sorrows, all these brothers and sisters were in.
我最近有一个感觉啊。
Now recently, I have this feeling.
我们现在跟那个时候也差不多。
Our present time is not much different from their time.
啊，我们不要以为我们在美国。我们做基督徒好像很容易。
Don't you think that because we're in America, it seems easier to become a Christian?
你知道最近我们这个加州选举什么搞了一个什么 Proposition 8的第八提案，这个提案就是说，婚姻应该是一男一女。
Now in the past election in California, we had this Proposition 8 in which it says that.The marital union should be between one man and one woman.
其实这个是很正常的一件事情嘛。
Well, this is supposed to be a very normal thing.
感谢主的恩典呢、啊，我们那个州虽然是并不太好啊。
We thank the Lord for His grace, although California is very liberal, not a very good state.
但是勉强的还通过了。
But reluctantly, the whole bill was passed.
但你知道这个通过以后我们的味道也不好受。
But even though the bill is passed, but we're still not doing quite well.
你知道这个抗反对的人啊到处示威啊。
Because the opposition roses and we see people protesting.
我们 有个姊妹那天正好她不知道那边搞示威，她下班她就去坐这个 subway， 然后正好碰到这些示威的人。
Now one of my our sisters and was off at work and she didn't know there was a protest there, so he was riding in the subway.
就是她要走到这个地铁站的时候，正好跟这些她往那边走，这些示威的人从这边来。
As she was entering the subway station, all those protesters were coming this way.
那她好像真是有一个感觉啊，她是 against the tide.
And she strongly had this feeling that she was against the tide.
因为以前在美国，这个你看我们的钞票上都写 In God We Trust。我们信神信主是很光荣的事情了。
You see, in the bills of the America dollars, we read the In God We Trust. So believing the Lord seems to be a very glorious thing.
但是现在这些人呢，说这个提案之所以能够通过，都是你们这些基督徒搞的。
Now they're saying the reason this proposition was passed is all because you Christians doing this.
你们这些人呢？是不平等的对人。
You Christians are discriminating.
对对对，你们是歧视人，你们这些人这是不行的。
You people are really bummers.
哎呀，你看到吗
？Do you see it?
这个规规矩矩照着神的话去做，在这个信仰好像是基督教国家的里面，叫这些基督徒觉得好像我们是跟不上时代。我们是歧视一般人，我们是这种好像坏人一样。
We who are following God's laws, trying to be law abiding, are now being regarded as discriminating, as reprobate scoundrels.
是不是看到你们这些年轻人啊，你们也要面对这些的苍蝇，这些的挑战。
As I see you young people today, I believe you will also face the same challenge.
你们。要为主受苦。
You have to suffer for the Lord.
我们在这里，虽然我们不跟中国大陆那样，或者在回教国家那样，肉身好像受逼迫，但是慢慢慢慢，你就看到世界的厉害，的压力非常的大。
Although we're not being physically persecuted as in China or in Muslim countries, but you will know gradually this pressure coming from the world increases day by day.
所以我们就好像当时彼得要写书信给当时分散在各处的信徒一样。
So we're just like those to whom Peter wrote this epistle, to all those scattered Christians.
我们需要从主的话里面，我们得着牧养，得着坚固。
Therefore, we need to be tended to be strengthened by the word of God.
我们都知道。主呼召彼得一开始说来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
We know that the Lord called Peter to follow him saying that I will make you fishers of men.
就好像昨天晚上我们在这里传福音，我想这是彼得一开始的指示。
Just like what we did last night as we were sharing the gospel and this is Peter's ministry.
但是我稍微岔出去提一笔的话，你看他这里他说主没有叫彼得一开始就去传福音。
Now I want to sidetrack for a moment that the Lord did not tell Peter to preach the gospel right away.
主头一句叫他来干什么？
What did the Lord say first to Peter?
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
所以我们来到主的面前，我们要侍奉神。
Therefore, for us to come before the Lord to serve Him.
但是我们在侍奉之前，我们要先学习来跟从他。
Before doing this, we have to learn to follow Him.
当我们来跟从了主的时候
，When we follow the Lord,
主就叫我们去传福音，叫我们得人如得鱼来侍奉他。
The Lord will tell us to share the gospel to become fishers men to serve Him.
但是我们看到当到约翰福音二十一章的时候。
Then when we read John chapter 21,
就是彼得他学了很多的功课啊，跟了主耶稣三年了，挨骂也挨骂了很多次了。
After he has followed the Lord for 3 years, after he has learned so many lessons, all the way being rebuked many times,
那主恢复他以后
，After the Lord restored him,
主怎么样跟他说
？What did the Lord say?
说你喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lamb.
牧养我的羊，牧养我的羊。
shepherd and tend my sheep.
所以我们就看到嘛，我们遵从主是开始。
So we see it here. We follow the Lord. This is the beginning.
我们要侍奉神。
We want to serve Him.
我们要传福音，得人如得鱼。
We want to share the gospel to make us fishers of men.
但是到了晚年，当我们生命成熟的时候
，But when we come to the old the end of our spiritual journey,
我们要牧养主的羊。
When we become mature, we need to feed the lamb.
叫神的儿女能够成长。
So that our children will grow.
所以这就是彼得在末了他所说的话。
And this is what Peter said at the end of his time.
他用着见证，用着劝勉，来使当时的属徒如何能够在神的话里面活在指望的当中。
With a testimony, with exhortation, that he will teach them how to live in God's word, to live in hope.
然后怎么样来坚固他们
？And how to establish them？
所以彼得在，所以主在福音书里面已经告诉，彼得说，你少年的时候自己粗上带子，随意往来。这是在约翰福音二十一章那里说。
In John 21, in the Gospel book, we read that the Lord tells Peter that when you are young, you gird up yourself, then you go wherever you want to.
但是到你老年的时候
But when you're old,
你要别人要出把你带走到你不愿意去的地方
You will stretch out your hand and let others teach take you to the place where you do not want to go
彼得最后耶稣说他怎么样死来荣耀神
And then at the last the Lord talked about how Peter would glorify him in his death
然后最后还说一句
And at the end the Lord said
你跟从我吧
You follow me
所以他主在彼得身上一直叫他跟从他。
So in Peter, the Lord continues to tell him to follow him.
然后主也曾经说你会失败。
And the Lord also said you would fail.
但是你回头以后。
But when you are returned.
你要坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brethren.
所以我们就看到在福音书里面的彼得是如何的跟从主。
So we see in the gospel books how Peter followed the Lord.
但是到了彼得书信的时候
But when we come to the epistles of Peter
他在主面前生命已经成熟了
Peter's life before the Lord was mature
他就在那里牧养主的羊
There he was shepherding the Lord's sheep
所以我们看到彼得前后书的时候
So when we read the first and second Peter
我们实在里面只是觉得里面读了以后好像得着坚固得着牧养得着扶持一样
After we read these two epistles, we really feel we have been strengthened, being shepherded, being tended.
而且我们很多人就看到，当我们读过彼得的时候是书信。
And so many people feel this way after we read the first and second Peter.
我们觉得我们那个盼望是非常的确实。
We feel our hope is so assured.
他已经真是学了功课。
Peter truly has learned his lesson.
所以有的人说保罗呀是信心的使徒。
Therefore, some people say Paul is apostle faith.
说这个约翰呢是什么
？John, what about John?
爱的使徒，对不对
？He is apostle of love, right?
彼得是有盼望的使徒。
And Peter is apostle of hope.
所以我们在这个最后的日子
，So in the very last days of our time,
我们不单只要知道福音。
Not only do we have to know the gospel,
我们要对传备的福音，我们有把握，有经历。
But we have to have experience and this assurance of the full salvation.
而且我们这个对于传备的救恩，当也是从信心、本信以至于信。
Actually, this full salvation, it is from faith to faith.
我们也需要信心。
We need this faith.
但是我们的信心要经过试炼。
However, our faith has to be tested.
最近我们当中有一位姊妹给主接去。
Recently, one of my congregation, one sister was taken up by the Lord.
她45岁。
She was 45 years old.
她得了肺癌四年。
Now she had this lung cancer for 4 years.
当他四年以前，他身体一直非常的好，他的弟兄反而身体不好。
4 years ago, she was physically very healthy, in contrast to her husband, who wasn't doing well.
后来查出癌,
and then she found she had this cancer.
是肺癌末期,
the very last stage.
很多人告诉我们好像肺癌很难一开始发现的,你发现的时候已经too late了。
A lot of people told us it's very hard to diagnose lung cancer, but once you find it, and it's too late.
但是这四年,后来这一批弟兄姊妹,他们到另外一个地方去聚会,就是在一个新的点开始聚会,所以就没有跟我们在一起,但是我们还是很有交通的。
And then, during these 4 years, they left us, they went to another fellowship, but we still have some fellowship with them.
当时医生告诉这个姊妹,你只有六个月的命。
At that time, doctor told the sister that you only have 6 months.
但是感谢主,她好好地活了三年多,最后这个半年当然是很辛苦。
But we thank the Lord, she lived well for another 3.5 years. Yes, it was very hard on her in the last 6 months.
但是在这四年的里面,他们那个开始的聚会就从二十几个人成长到八十个人。
But in her 4 years, the fellowship where she was in started with 20 people, and it increased to 80.
好像是因着大家弟兄姊妹为了她的祷告, 好像就把弟兄姊妹的信心建立起来。
It seems that through the intercessory prayer for this sister, everyone is being established in faith.
当她刚刚那天她检查,就做了很多的检查,最后那次确认的时候,那天正好是她的生日。
She had gone through many tests and examinations, but on the very day that she was assured of his prognosis.
那天是他的生日。
On that day, that was her birthday.
他都忘记了。
She herself forgot about it.
因为他去检查,因为开始这个太突然,给他压力很大。
Because the whole thing happened too suddenly, it was quite a pressure on her. She forgot about it.
他就去到那个医生去检查那个office,那个小姐就跟他说, Happy birthday.
And she went to the doctor's office, and the lady there said, Happy birthday.
然后她就去那个等医生看报告, 她忽然就想起来,说这是不是我在地上最后的一个生日。
She was sitting there waiting for the doctor to read her the report, and she was thinking, could this be my last birthday on earth?
因为她本来刚一听到这个头脑都乱掉了。
Because upon hearing of this cancer, she was just totally in a mess.
因为本来医生告诉她这个实情的时候,然后最后医生说,你有什么问题没有?
When the doctor told her about her cancer, and then the doctor asked her, do you have any questions?
你知道她跟她的丈夫两个人都是PhD。
You know, this sister and her husband, they're all PhDs.
这个当医生问她有什么问题,她问了一个最stupid的问题。
But when the doctor asked her, do you have any questions? She asked such a stupid one.
她说,我这个病会不会传染给我的丈夫啊?
And she said, is my cancer, will be transmitted to my husband.
你看她那个时候已经头都懵掉了。
Because you see, she's so dazed. She didn't know what to say.
生日那天去等医生来给她最后的这个confirm这个报告的时候。
But on her birthday, when she was there, waiting for doctor to confirm.
在医生的office里面, 神就把诗篇23篇,整六节,通通给了她。
Right in the doctor's office, God gave her the 6 verses, the whole Psalm 23.
就改变了她这四年完全的心态。
From there, that has totally changed our sister's mindset.
不单指她看到耶和华是她的牧者,
not only did she see that the Lord is her shepherd,
她说,我必不至缺乏。
And then she knew she would not lack.
然后她,医生说她只有六个月的命,
and doctor said you only have 6 months.
但是她说,主怎么应许她?
But she said, how did the Lord promise me?
说你一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着你。
All her life days of mercy and grace grace shall follow him.
哎呀，她整个人释放了。
And right away, she was totally released.
她说，我主耶稣告诉我，我一生一世都有恩惠随着我。
And the Lord has told me that all my life, mercy and goodness shall follow me.
可能六个月是一生一世。
Maybe the 6 months is all my days.
但是可能主会一直带领她。
Maybe the Lord will continue to lead her.
弟兄姊妹，就从那一天开始。
Brothers and sisters, right from that day.
她的信心真正是开始给主来完全的恢复。
Now her faith was totally restored by the Lord.
这几年的里面，她安息聚会那一天。有十一个弟兄姊妹上去，包括我也去讲了几句话。
And at the memorial service, there were about 11 brothers and sisters who shared something on her, including myself.
然后她当她丈夫上去讲的时候
，When her husband went down to say something,
她虽然有感情的冲动
，although he was so emotionally stirred,
但是她。我可以这样形容，这个弟兄是带着信心的微笑在那里讲话。
But I could describe it in such a way, he was sharing with a smile in faith.
他说这四年里来，淑娟他的姊妹，他说没有一次埋怨过。
He said that in these 4 years, Su Jian, his wife, had complained not even once.
没有一次。
Not one.
问过神为什么
？Ever would she ask God why?
因为神已经给她答案了。
Because God had already given her the answer.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So the lifetime, all of her days, mercy and goodness shall follow her.
她去世以前几天，我从欧洲刚刚回来。
Before she, a few days before she passed away.When I just came back from Europe.
那第二天我就赶去看他，因为那个 hospital 的护士已经告诉他，他就只有这几天了。
The very second day, I rushed to the hospital to visit her because
在家里面
to her home because the hospital a nurse told her that well told us this is simply her last days.
我们以为到他的病床旁边，我们能够安慰他。
We thought that we went to her bedside, we're trying to comfort her.
但是我们绝对看到她在这个房间当然是有很阴暗了、她已经瘦的大概只有80磅了。
The room was dark and she was skinny, she weighed probably 80 pounds.
但是我们进到她的这个房间里面没有闻到一点死亡的味道。
But when we went into her room, we smelled no smack of death at all.
好像我们看到她，虽然她是比较辛苦，但是她，你看到她里面非常的安息。
Although we know she was suffering, but we could feel all this rest.
她不止怎么能讲话，但她能伸出手来握住我们的手。
Not only could she speak.But also she could hold out her hand and onto ours.
她好像是很努力的带出一点的笑容对我们。
And she was trying very hard to smile at us.
那一天就给我一个很大的领会。
On that day, there was such a insight coming to me.
在诗篇第十七篇那里。
In Psalm 17.
我是希望我没有记错啊，那你这句话突然之间就在我面前很明显的，好像叫我觉得显明出来。
All of a sudden, this verse became so clear right before my eyes.
诗篇十七篇第十五节。
Psalm 17 verse 15.
这里说，至于我必在意中见你的面，我醒了的时候就得见你的形象。就心满意足。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
我们就看到我们的姊妹，她不是在这里等死。
And we see that our sister was not waiting for death.
她在那里等着在主里面睡。
She was waiting to fall asleep in the Lord.
我有一次到英国去，有弟兄们带我去看 John Darby 的墓地。
Once I went to England and some brothers took me to see
John Darby.
The graveyard of John Darby.
然后在那里有很多弟兄会的那些很署名的弟兄们也站在那里。
And many famous brothers from the Brother Movement were also buried there.
我就看到有好几个弟兄，他们的墓碑上刻着这一节经文。
And I saw many of the tombstone over there on which was inscribed with this verse.
就写了，说我醒了的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
那一天。我就看到我们的姊妹她在等着要睡而且当她睡醒的时候她会亲自见到我们的主她就心满意足
And on that day we see that our sister was waiting to fall asleep in the Lord and then when she wakes up she will see the Lord
我好像我的信心就得着坚固
And then my faith seemed to be strengthened
那第二天只有几个弟兄们陪着我们弟兄把这个姊妹她是火化
Next day some brothers cremated our sister
你知道这个火葬场啊doesn't look good
You know the cremation place doesn't look good at all
但是而且他还这个美还叫你的亲人可以自己去 push 这个 button
and they even ask the family members to press the button
然后把这个身体送到火化炉里面去
and then they would from pressing this button they would send this body into the crematory
但是我看到我们的弟兄当他在那里 push 这个 button 的时候
and then we saw our brother while he was pushing this button.
又是带着那个充满了信心的微笑。
Again, he had this a smiling face in faith.
叫我的信心又得着坚固。
And again, my faith was strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到。你们在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁是叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显为宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵
Now for a little while if need be you have been grieved by various trials that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishesthough it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we thank and we praise our God. Our faith has to be tested. The salvation that God has given us is so sure.
So we thank and we praise our God. Our faith has to be tested.
So when we read the very beginning of this first Peter,
从四节那里开始
starting from verse 4,
所以就是颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督重生了我们。
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to the living hope,through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
对这里说起了叫我们有这个活的盼望。
Here he says this living hope.
啊可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。
So that we could obtain an inheritance incorruptible and defiled that does not fade away reserved in heaven for you.
我们的姊妹经过四年虽然是最后的一年折磨得很厉害
Our sister who had gone through this 4 years of trial, especially in the very last year, she really suffered.
我实在相信她的信心比没有经过这些苦难以前更坚强。
I am so convinced that her faith had become much stronger than the time when she had not been through this.
而且她这个盼望更活。
And her hope is even more living.
这个中文说活泼，我觉得这个英文说是这个是我们有这个得着那个产业，天上的产业，不能玷污，不能朽坏，能够存到永远的。这个好像是真的是活的。
And this this hope for obtaining this inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven, the whole thing is so real.
刚才我们领事的弟兄就告诉我，这个基业就是我们的主啊。
Now the brother who led the song told us that this inheritance is just our Lord.
就好像诗篇的告诉我们说，当我们醒来的时候，我们得见主的面，怎么样？我就心满意足啊。
Just as the song says that when we wake up, we could see the face of the Lord, then we're satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，产业是用来干什么的？
Brothers and sisters, what's an inheritance for?
产业是叫你拥有。叫你去享受，叫你得到满足的是对不对？
Inheritance is for you to possess, for you to enjoy.
今天你在地上得到这些的东西，真正能够存到永远，真正是不能玷污，真正是真是不能衰残的吗？
Whatever you have on earth, is it imperishable? Is it not defiled?Does it not fade away that could endure forever?
真正的产业。
The true inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，是要能够存到永远的。
Brothers and sisters, should endure forever.
是叫你永远得到满足的。
Should satisfy you forever.
而且是不能失去的。
And something you cannot lose.
只有我们的主耶稣基督。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且如果你读以弗所书第一章那里告诉你，这个产业不单是我们得了产业，我们在还在基督里面什么，我们成了主的产业。
And if you read Ephesians chapter 1 that you will see that not only have we obtained this inheritance but in the Lord you have become his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，这是怎么可能的事情呢？
Brother and sister, how could this be possible?
如果你真正活出神这个末世显现的这个全备的救恩，你就能够不单只得到神成为你的产业，你也能够成为神的产业。
But if you could really live out this full salvation in the very end time, then not only have you obtained this inheritance, but you have become his inheritance.
因为第五节这里说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人必能得这所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Because verse 5 tells us that we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
所以因此这里就告诉我们啊，说我们是大有喜乐的。
Therefore we greatly rejoice.
所以意思就说在百般的试验中你们暂时忧愁，是叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显得宝贵。
Now in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while if need be you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以等到主显现的时候，或者是等着我们见主的时候，
So when the Lord reveals himself, or when we are being taken up to see him,
我们能够得着称颂、荣耀、尊贵。
Then we will find this praise, honor, and glory.
这个产业是谁呢？
Now, who is this inheritance?
第八节这里告诉我们。
Verse 8 tells us,
说你们虽然没有见过他，
Though you have not seen him,
却是爱他，
But you love him.
如今谁不得看见？
Though now you do not see him,
却因信他
就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并且得着信心的果效，就是灵魂应该是魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我相信彼得在这里是把救恩来向当时的圣徒们，在患难里的圣徒们再次讲得完备。
I believe Peter here is making it more complete to all those saints in tribulation about this full salvation.
今天你们不要以为救恩就是讲到我们重生得救，那个救恩就完了。
Now, don't you think today that the salvation is just the one when we first believe in the Lord being saved?
如果我们读哥林多后书第一章第十节那里告诉我们，说他曾经救我们脱离极大的死亡。
If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, you see that here it says that he has saved us from such great death.
就是说现在仍救我们，仍要救我们。
And now he does deliver us.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And in him we trust that he will continue to deliver us.
你看到这里是讲到什么呢？
Here, what do you see?
他曾救我们脱离极大的死亡，就是讲到我们灵的得救。
He delivered us from so great a death, which speaks of the salvation of our spirit.
他说就是我们得救，我们说救恩，我们很多时候我们只停在那里啊。
And this is a lot of time when we talk about salvation, we just stay at the stage.
说这里现在仍要救我们。
And he does deliver us.
就现在一直还要救我们。
And he is continuing right now delivering us.
我们这里，我相信我们个个都是蒙恩得救、信主、受浸的人嘛，我们都是得救的人嘛。
I believe here each one of you have been saved by his grace, a believer.
但是为什么说现在仍要救你们
？But why is the Bible says he continues?
但是我们很清楚的知道，这个就是在彼得前书这里讲到魂的得救。
And then we know it very clearly. This is exactly what Peter is talking about, the salvation of souls.
或者并且指望他将来还要救我们。
And in him we trust that he will continue to deliver us.
这个就是我们知道，当主再来的时候，我们身体要被改变。
That's when the Lord comes again, our bodies will be transformed.
是神给我们这个救恩。
Now the salvation God has given us
是灵魂体全备的救恩。
It's the full salvation of the spirit, soul, and body.
我们知道我们这个人是有灵魂体三部分。
And we know we have three parts, spirit, soul, and body.
说当救恩接触到我们的灵的时候。
So when the salvation comes into contact with our spirit,
我们就重生了。
We are born again.
神的救恩是从里面，从灵里面开始。
So God's salvation starts from within.
那当救恩接触到我们这个人的魂的时候
，But when the salvation encounters our souls，
也就是这个魂，当我们就讲到是我们的思想、我们的心思、我们的意志，是不是？还有我们的情感。
That's our mind, our thought, our emotion, our will.
当神的救恩真正的碰到接触到我们这个心的时候
When God's salvation comes to touch our heart
弟兄姊妹我们就会改变
Brothers and sisters, we will be transformed
我们就会像主对不对
We will be like him, right?
当有一天救恩临到我们的这个身体啊这个被朽坏的身体的时候
But on that very day, when the salvation comes into contact with our perishable bodies,
就叫我们这个必死的身体变为不死的身体。
Then our mortal bodies will become immortal.
这就是我就想到我们那个弟兄，他按着那个 button， 把他的姊妹那个身体烧掉的时候。
And I think of our brother when he pressed the button.To cremate his wife's body.
我想到，堂面上怎么可能带着笑容呢
I was thinking, how could he possibly have this smile on his face?
我相信他就是想到那一天。
I believe he remember on that day.
他的姊妹现在睡了。
That, you know, his wife is asleep.
但是那一天当他睡醒的时候。
But on that day when she wakes up.
主的救恩临到他这个已经朽坏了的身体。
God's salvation will come upon her mortal body, which has already corrupted.
叫她的身体改变。
Her body will be changed, becoming imperishable.
这个是全备的救恩。
And this is the full salvation.
但是今天我们要讲的是什么？
But what is that we want to share today?
我们灵的救恩，那我们昨天已经讲过了。
We talked about the salvation of our spirit yesterday.
你信耶稣，得永生。
If you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
当你信耶稣的那一个刻，
the very moment you believe in Jesus,
你的灵本来因着罪已经死掉了。
Your spirit that was dead because of sin.
圣灵就苏醒了我们里面已死了的灵。
Is quickened by the Holy Spirit.
叫他更新。
To regenerate him.
所以约翰福音三章六节说，从灵生的就是灵。
Therefore, John 3:16 says that he who is born of the Spirit is of Spirit.
就是第一个灵是圣灵。
Now the first Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
然后第二灵是我们的灵。
And the second Spirit is our Spirit.
所以我们的灵就立刻能够与神有个交居交通。
Right away, our spirit can have this fellowship with God.
因为圣灵进来，住在我们的灵里。
Because Holy Spirit now enters into you and abides in you.
然后神也把基督的生命放在我们里面。
And also God has placed Christ's life in us.
但是当一个刚刚得救的人，
But for a person who had just believed in the Lord,
圣灵只是住在你的灵里面。
Holy Spirit only dwells in your spirit.
而且很多时候我们就限制圣灵只能够在我们的灵里面。
And many times we confine the Holy Spirit to live in our spirit only.
但是神的意思不光光叫圣灵自己在我们的灵里面。
But God's desire is not to have Holy Spirit abiding in our spirit.
他要神的生命，圣灵从我们的灵里面渗透到我们的魂里面。
Not only so, He wants the Holy Spirit to permeate into our souls.
占有我们的魂。
To take up all our souls.
并且。
And also.
他要使用我们的身体。
He wants to use our bodies.
做为主能够做见证。
So that we could bear witness for Him.
然后我们，这是明天我们要讲的，就是叫我们能够尽祭司的职分。
And tomorrow we would like to share on this so that we could minister to him as priests.
然后就我们能够去宣扬那个照我们出黑暗进荣耀的光明者的美德。
Then we could declare the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这就是神怎么样完全的拯救我们。
And this is how God has saved us.
神的生命在我们的灵里面。
His life dwells in our spirit.
但是我们不能叫他停在那里。
But we should never let him stay there alone.
他要占领我们这个人的魂。
He wants to take up our souls.
就是占领我们的 mind, 我们的 will, 我们的 emotion, 占领我们的心思，我们的意志，我们的情感。
He wants to occupy all of our mind, will, emotions, and thoughts.
这样，当我们身体在那里活动，我们嘴在趴在那里讲话的时候，
Only in such way as we move about when we speak,
我们才能够像他。
Could we possibly be like him?
但是今天，
But today,
基督住在我们的灵里面。
Christ lives in our spirit.
但是我们这个魂呢？
What about our souls?
还是我们这个旧人在这里占据？
Are still occupied by our own man.
所以在以弗所书三章那里，保罗的一个很重要的祷告。
Therefore, in Ephesians 3, we read one of Paul's very important prayers.
在那里三章十六十七节那里说，说求他，就是求父，借着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，然后呢说使你们的信，使因你们的信，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
There Paul prayed that he, that's God, would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
我以前不太明白这些圣经。
I didn't quite understand this before.
我说基督已经因我们的信已经住在我们心里面嘛。
I see that Christ through our faith already has been abiding in us.
那前面好像呢，保罗用很大的力气啊，他这个祷告又求父按着他丰盛的荣耀，哎呦，记得他的名啊，然后叫我们里面的人刚强起来，然后才能够使基督与你们的信住在你们心里面。
It seems that Paul strenuously trying to say this, that God would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, and then Christ could dwell in us through faith.
那我们其实基督已经在我们心里面了。
But actually Christ is already in our hearts.
但是你知道保罗讲话是清清楚楚。
But you know, Paul always speaks explicitly.
说使基督与你们的信，基督本来是住在你们哪里？
Now, Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Where does Christ live originally?
一开始我们只是让他住在我们的灵里面。
Because in the beginning, we only allow him to live in our spirit.
我们没有让基督住在我们的魂里面。
We do not allow him to abide in our soul.
因为讲到基督这个字。
Whenever we speak of Christ,
是他是君王啊。
We know he is the king.
我们信主的时候，我们只是接受了主。
When we believe in the Lord, we only receive him.
在住在我们的里面。
Into us.
其实叫我们灵活过来。
That's the time when our spirits are quickened.
但是多少时候我们里面做老板的是谁？
But so many times, who is the boss in us?
我们喜欢做什么事情，我们就做什么事情。
We do whatever pleases us.
我终于喜欢这个。
If I like this,
这个小姊妹我就喜欢她。我喜欢这个小姊，我喜欢这个小姊妹，我就喜欢她。我不喜欢她，我就不喜欢。
If I like certain a sister, I just like her. If I don't, I simply don't.
I don't like you.
I don't like you.
No reason. Because 我喜欢就怎么喜欢。
There's no reason. You know, I like as I please.
如果基督住在你的心里面。
But if Christ dwells in you.
你虽然不喜欢他。
Even though you do not like her.
但是基督说。
But Christ.For Christ says he likes her.
啊，虽然他跟你不一样。
Although she is quite different from you.
啊，很多时候这个年纪的男孩子不喜欢女孩子。
So many times at this age, boys do not like girls.
但是你发现这个女孩子是不是信主的？
But have you found out whether this sister is a believer or not?
如果她是信主的，她是不是你的姊妹啊？
Now, if she believes in the Lord, isn't she your sister?
那神叫我们爱弟兄姊妹吗？
And God tells us to love our brother and sister.
那你爱不爱他？
Do you love her?
好，你说。
And you say no.
但是你后来发现，谁是老板？
Then you realize who is the boss.
基督叫你重生得救。
Christ has regenerated you.
他在十字架上死。
He died on the cross.
赦免了你的罪。
He has forgiven all your sins.
重生了你。
He has caused you to be born again.
但是你不能停在那里。
But don't just stop at that.
他要做你的主。
He wants to be your Lord.
他要做你生命的主。
He wants to be the Lord of your life.
他要在你的魂里面做主。
He wants to be the Lord in your soul.
也就是说，到现在不是你喜不喜欢。
That's saying that it's no longer your idea whether liking her or not.
基督喜不喜欢你的姊妹？
Then the matter is if the Christ likes the sister.
如果主喜欢，你喜不喜欢？
If the Lord likes her, do you?
主在不在你心里面？
Is the Lord dwelling in you?
如果你不喜欢，
If you do not like her,
那保罗就为你祷告。
Then Paul will start praying for you.
哦，说是求父啊，借着他的荣耀，借着圣灵，叫你里面的人刚强起来，叫你喜欢他。
And Paul would pray to the Father through his glory, through his power, that he would strengthen you, that you would like her.
当你真是让基督在进到你的魂里面的时候，
When you really allow Christ to enter into your soul,
这里就是讲到你的魂就得着救恩了。
And here he's saying that your soul has now received the salvation.
基督住在我们的灵里面。
Now Christ dwell in our spirit.
我们就成了一个新造。
Then we become a new creation.
但是我们要把新的生活活出来啊。
But we have to live out this new life.
就是我们以前不喜欢的，我们要喜欢了，对不对？
That which we do not like before, we now have to like.
就是我们这个魂里面啊，我们这个己住的太久啊。
In our soul, ourself has been living so long.
而且这个己啊，这个坏的己啊，就你啊。
This self, the bad self, you.
他就不停走啊。
He simply does not want to leave.
虽然你已经重生了。
Even though you've been regenerated.
你知道应该爱弟兄姊妹。
And you know you're supposed to love brothers and sisters.
但是你这个自己啊。
But your
soul.
Self, your soul.
拒绝跟主合作。
Refuses to cooperate with the Lord.
而且呢还反对。
Even more to oppose it.
所以彼得前书这里告诉我们。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, we read,
说你们要得着信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
就是说，你的魂必须被拯救。
That's saying your souls have to be delivered.
你的己必须被基督来取代，来 displace and replace.
Yourself has to be displaced and replaced by Christ.
你看到吗？你这个魂是什么？
See it here. What is your soul?
就是你啊。
And that's you.
就是你的座位啊。
That's where, that's the seat of your being.
啊，就是你的魂就代表了你跟发表了你自己。
Your soul represents yourself, the manifestation of you.
但是神要救你的魂。
God wants to deliver yourself.
叫你的发表不是你这个亚当啊，这个坏的东西啊。
So the very expression of yourself is not Adam, the bad thing.
叫你能够代表主耶稣。
So that you can represent the Lord Jesus.
比如说，我认为是这样。
For example, you might say, I suppose, I believe it is such way.
But this is the way I think.
And this is the way I think.
This is the way I feel. 我觉得这样。
And this is the way I feel.
This is the way I want. 这是我所要的。Right?
This is the way I want.
Oh, this is wonderful. 你们都很喜欢啊。
And this is wonderful. The one.
其实大人也是一样。
You're all cracking up. It's the same thing with our adults.
我认为是这样。我感觉是这样。我就要这样。
I believe it's such a way. I feel it's such a way. I just want it to be this way.
这个就是你。
And this is you.
但神说，我的救恩要达到你的魂，所以一切从你魂里面发表的，要代表我，不要代表你自己。
But God said, my salvation will reach your soul, and whatever you manifest should be representing me, not you.
不是照着你的心思。要照着基督的心思。
Not according to your thought, but according to the thoughts of Christ.
不是照着你的喜好，是照着基督的喜好。
Not according to your likes, but the likes of Christ.
怎么可能呢？
How could it be possible?
我想，我们需要经过一些的试验。
I believe that we have to go through some trials.
第六节说，就是你们经过百般的试炼，而且要。暂时忧愁。
Verse 6, in this, well, though for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials.
哎呀，感谢主，我本来就是讲到试炼啊、忧愁啊，这些都是 something we don't like, 我们都不喜欢的。
Well, when we talk about some trials in the world, these are the things we don't like to talk about.
但是感谢主神的话有恩典。
But we really thank the Lord that His word is full of grace.
他说是虽然是忧愁，但是是暂时的忧愁。
这个忧愁我们受不了太久。 Now, thank Lord that although we do have grief, but it's just for a little while. If these griefs last a long time, we couldn't stand that.
那我们经过试验呢，我们这个得到的就比金子更宝贵。
So after the testing, the genuineness of our faith is more precious than gold.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
And then you will receive the end of your salvation, that is, of your faith, that is the salvation of your souls.
你要知道怎么样来解决我们这个急啊。
Do you know how do we cope with this soul?
这里讲到说忧愁。
Here, the text speaks of griefs.
这是我们不喜欢的。
That is something we do not like.
我觉得这个忧愁啊，可能是讲到十字架。
And I believe this grieving, this sorrow speaks of the cross.
在彼得前书4章第1节那里讲到。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1.
说基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智作为兵器。
He says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
在马太福音16章我们很熟悉的，耶稣对门徒怎么说？说若有人要跟从我，就当怎么样？就当舍己。 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In Matthew 16, the verse we're all very familiar with, what does the Lord say? If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
十字架我们都很熟悉。
We're all familiar with the term the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍身流血受苦。
The Lord Jesus Christ died bled on the cross and gave himself to us.
解决了我们的罪, 对不对?
And solving the problems of our sin.
我们可以重生得救。
So we could be born again, we could be saved.
但是你知道主耶稣在十字架上不单是解决我们的罪。
But do you know that on the cross not only did the Lord solve the sins of our problems,
主耶稣在十字架上还解决了我们这个罪人。
But also he solved the problems with us, the sinful man.
当你们这里这些年轻人受浸了没有?
Young people here, are you all baptized?
有的已经是受浸了, right? Some of you.
Some of you have.
当你受洗的时候,
when you were baptized,
你是怎么样? 是受洗, 是不是? 点几滴水在你头上?
Do they sprinkle water on your head?
不是。
No.
你们这个是不是有一个,
we have this baptismal tank. You've been submerged under the water.
Yeah. 哎呀,
your whole body, not just water, your whole body is being submerged into the water.
好像你就藏起来了, 对不对?
As though you've been hidden.
你看不见你,没人看到你, 没人看到你,
and nobody can see you.
这个就讲什么?
What is it talking about?
你在那里是 union, 与主同死, 对不对?
It speaks of a union where you die together with the Lord.
然后呢, 你跟主一起埋葬,
and you're buried together with the Lord.
然后看不见了,
and you're seeing no more.
在世界上找不到你了,
in the world, nobody can find you.
然后呢, 你就从水里面起来,
and then you come out from the water.
是你主一同复活了,
you have been raised up together with the Lord.
你知道这就是说我已经与主同钉十字架, 现在活着的已经不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活, 对不对?
Do you know this? I have been crucified with the Lord. It is no longer I who live, but the Lord Jesus Christ lives in me.
那为什么说你要暂时忧愁呢?
But why is it here? It says you have been grieved for a little while.
因为当我们舍己的时候,
because when we deny ourselves,
什么叫做钉十字架呢?
What does it mean to be crucified?
哎呀, 你说钉十字架, 钉钉钉钉钉,
is that you nailed, you know, put nails into your hand?
那你看你们手上有没有钉钉痕啊？
See any imprints of nails?
没有啊。
No.
是主耶稣替你钉十字架，对不对？
It's the Lord Jesus was crucified for you.
但是当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
But when he was crucified,
你们这些信耶稣的人，
All of you who believe in Jesus,
主也把我们放在他里面。
The Lord had also placed over of you in him.
你信吗？
Do you believe this?
你要有点信。
Because of your believing,
你接受这个事实。
You have received this fact.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，是包括我们一切信他的人，也把我们包括在他里面。
When the Lord was crucified, he included all of us who believe in him to be crucified on the cross with him.
他不单是解决我们的罪。
So not only did he solve the problem of sin,
他还解决我们这个犯罪的这个旧人。
But also he resolved the problems of us, this sinful person.
叫我们这个人不再愿意活，让主耶稣在我们里面活。
So we no longer want to live, but the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in us.
十字架是什么？
What is the cross?
就是当神的旨意，神的方法， God's way.
When God's way, when God's will,
跟你要想的，你喜欢的，你们的 cross 交叉。
Crosses with your way and your thinking.
然后你呢？你有你让路，让主耶稣的旨意、主的方法在你身上通过。
And then you make room for God's way, for God's will to be brought to completion.
你不喜欢，但是耶稣喜欢，你就也要喜欢。
Even though you do not like it, but Jesus likes it, so you like it.
你里面所想的不是这个，但耶稣想的是这个，想到属天的事情，所以你的思想也让耶稣的思想来充满你。
Maybe what you're thinking within you is not like this, but God wants you to think of the heavenly things. Then you let Christ fill your thoughts.
所以在马太福音十六章二十五节那里跟着就告诉我们。
So Matthew 16:25, we continue to read.
就凡要救自己生命的。
Whoever wants to save his life.
就救你的魂的。
That is to save your soul.
所以你必要丧掉生命。
That you will lose it.
就你必要丧掉你的己的生命。
That is, you will lose your soulish self.
那你凡是为我丧掉生命的，就是为你为了主的缘故，你愿意放下你自己的意志、喜欢，放下你的情感。
Whoever loses his life for my sake, that is, you forego yourself, your will, your emotion, and your thoughts.
必得着生命。
Then he will receive this life.
必得着一个苏醒的魂。
This quickened soul.
你看到吗？你的灵已经给苏醒过来。
Do you see that your soul has already been quickened?
但是你的魂呢？
But what about your soul?
还是你自己咬牙当在那里霸占。
Still, your old Adam takes possession of it.
所以你为了主的缘故，
For the sake of the Lord,
你愿意放下你自己。
You're willing to let go of yourself.
为了叫你的魂也能够跟你的灵一样，就是苏醒，让耶稣基督在你里面作王。
So that your soul will be quickened just as your spirit, then the Lord Jesus Christ will reign in you.
这个是什么？
And what is this?
这个是魂的得救。
And this is the salvation of soul.
另外一个讲法。
Now to put it in another way.
这个就是获得胜的生活。
This is to live an overcoming life.
让我们知道要得胜，我们知道要爱主，知道每天早上起来应该读圣经和祷告。
We all know that we should love the Lord, we should be overcomers, we should read the Bible every morning.
我们知道。
We know it.
主要，你说你不喜欢那个姊妹，你主要你要爱她啊。
You know it. Even though you do not like the sister, you have to love her.
你就要放下你自己的生命。
Then you have to put away your soulish life.
主耶稣在你身上就显出他的得胜。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will reveal his triumph in you.
而且你就有满有荣光的大喜乐。
And then you will be filled with this joy.
因为当你与主同行的时候啊，
inexpressible and full of glory when you walk with him.
你的信心会越来越强。
And your faith grows stronger and stronger.
你的盼望越来越真实。
your hope becomes even more real day by day.
你爱弟兄姊妹，你能够有根有基。
And when you love the brothers and sisters, your love is rooted and grounded.
弟兄姊妹，这个是在末后的日子。
Brothers and sisters, in this very end time,
我们所需要的。
This is what we need.
在这个艰难的日子。
In this difficult time.
在全世界都在那里反对主的时候。
When all the world is opposing our Lord.
我们怎么样能够有满有荣光的大喜乐呢？
How can we possess this joy, inexpressible and full of glory?
就是基督不单只在我们的灵里面。
That is when the Christ does not live in our spirit alone.
基督充满在我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的感情里面。
But Christ fills all our mind and thought and emotions.
我们的盼望不在这个地地上。
Now our hope is not in this world.
我们知道彼得。在他说跟从主的日子的里面
Now we know Peter throughout the days he followed the Lord
我们从约翰从这个四福音里面我们看到彼得有很多的经历很多的学习
From the four Gospels we could observe so many of his experiences and his learning
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的
And I believe brothers and sisters know this very well
在马太福音十六章里面当主耶稣要上十字架的时候
In Matthew 16 When the Lord was about to be crucified
主耶稣要告诉门他说我必须上耶路撒冷第十六章二十一节受长老祭司长文士许自苦并且被杀第三日复活那彼得里面想什么
At that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem suffer many things from the elders the chief priests and scribes And what did Peter think
彼得拉住主穿说主啊万万不可这事必不临到你、啊、
Peter grabbed Jesus and said Far be it from you Lord This shall never happen to you
然后二十三节耶稣过来就对彼得说撒旦退我后面去你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思
And in verse 23 Jesus turned and said to Peter Go behind me Satan You are an offense to me For you are mindful of the things of God But not of You're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
我们刚刚读圣经的时候，我们觉得彼得很冤枉了。
And when we first read this passage, we see, oh, Peter was so misjudged.
主耶稣要去死啊！那我是他的门徒，我爱他们。那主耶稣，你不要死啊！这事不能临到你啊。
Christ was dying, and Peter asked one of his disciples, said this to the Lord, Far be from you, this shall never happen to you.
他这个想法应该很对的嘛。
His thinking was so right.
对不对啊？
Isn't that so?
他爱耶稣的嘛。
He loved Jesus.
要耶稣你不要死啊。
So he told Jesus, do not die.
我相信他不单只是爱耶稣啊。
I believe not only did he love Jesus.
哎呀，耶稣啊，你来地上是做王啊。
He would even think that Jesus came to the world to be king.
我彼得是你的 number one 的大弟子啊
And I, Peter, as your number one disciple
你做王我就做宰相啊
If you're the king, I will become the prime minister
所以你千万不要去死啊
Oh, no, no, don't you die
你死了我怎么办啊
If you die, what about me?
你看到吗
Do you see him here? What does Jesus say? Satan
很多时候
So many times
我们的心思
Our mind, our thoughts
是由我们的想法
with all our own thinking
表面上是不错
on the surface they all look very right
但是耶稣说撒旦
but Jesus said Satan
所以你不是主的心思
so your thoughts are not the thoughts of the Lord
主很清楚告诉你只体贴人的意思
Jesus,
你不体贴神的意思
Jesus said it clearly here you're mindful of the things of man not the things of God
魂的得救第一个是要在我们的心思上面给拯救回来
The salvation of the lost soul in its first place is to restore our mind and thoughts
彼得经过对付经过主的带领他在这方面有了认识
Now after the Lord's dealing and leading Peter starts to recognizing things in this respect
到了十七章
in chapter
17,
verse 24. Again, Peter learned his lesson, which the lesson will know.
说到了加百农有收丁税的来问彼得说你们的先生纳不纳丁税彼得说
had come to Capernaum. Those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? And Peter said, yes.
这个叫什么?
What is it called?
这个叫做己的意志受对付。
This is the dealing of the will of the self.
今天我们很多时候我们都愿意 make decision, 我们愿意做决定。
Today, so many times, we just prone to making decisions ourselves.
我喜欢,
yes, I like it. Let's do it.
有没有问过主?
Have you ever asked the Lord?
一问主就糟糕了。
And the moment they ask the Lord, things go the other way.
主说儿子不用纳。
And Jesus said, sons do not pay taxes.
哎呀, 彼得又学了功课。
And here Peter learned his second lesson.
啊, 我看到, 所以彼得为什么后面讲魂的得救啊, 讲得这么有能力啊, 因为他实在是, 他的魂给对付过很多次啊。
And this is why Peter's discourse on the salvation of the soul is so powerful, because he himself has been dealt with by the Lord so many times.
多少时候我们自己愿意意志上做我们的老板?
So many times in our will, we want to be our own bosses.
主住在你的心里，你都怕麻烦去问。
The Lord dwells in your heart, and you think it's a trouble to ask Him.
其实你不是怕麻烦去问，你有时候你不想去问。
Because a lot of times it's not an inconvenience, but it's simply you do not want to ask.
因为不会麻烦嘛，你祷告就。
Because this will never trouble our Lord. Once you pray, you just ask the Lord.
是因为你自己觉得，我这次要一定对的啊。
Because you yourself, yes, this time, I must be right.
主啊,你每一次你都做老板,这一次让我做老板。
Lord, every time you've been my boss, how about this time? I'll be my own.
结果彼得就继续,主就罚他去钓鱼。
So the Lord gave him the punishment to go fishing.
啊,你说主,这个不是罚啊,你们当中很多人喜欢去钓鱼啊, Hallelujah, 主叫我去钓鱼啊。
Some men people would say, this is not punishment, Hallelujah, God, the Lord told me to go fishing.
我觉得对彼得是一个惩罚。
But I feel to Peter this is the punishment. You know, Peter has this hot temper. Whatever happens, Peter is always the first one to open his mouth to speak.
彼得他是一个渔夫，渔夫没有人钓鱼，渔夫是网鱼的，一网就网了153条鱼啊。You
know, as a fisherman, Peter does not go using a pole to fish. He would go out fishing with a net with one catch of 153 fish. And to sit there to go fishing, you need to have this patience. I don't know how long that took Peter.
但是主很有恩典,在钓的第一条鱼里面就有一块银子,可以做彼得跟耶稣的丁税。
Now, but the Lord being so gracious, telling him that the very first you caught opened up its mouth and that money could be used as a temple tax. But I believe the Lord must have had him waiting for a while. And I believe as Peter was fishing, he must be in quite anguish.
耶稣是主,我不是主,耶稣是主,我不是主。
I believe while he was fishing, he must be saying this to himself. Jesus is Lord, not I. Jesus is Lord, not I.
这个鱼怎么还不上来啊?
How come the fish doesn't come up yet?
哎呀, 你看他这里学了功课。
You see, he learned his lesson here.
再讲一个彼得的故事。
Now, let me tell you another story about Peter.
哦,再翻过来啊。 这第十七章还是十七章
Still we are in chapter 17
我们看到耶稣带着一开始十七章第一节耶稣带着彼得雅和约翰到山上变化山上去了
Now here Jesus took Peter, James and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration
我们在这里看到什么
What do we see here? Now in the beginning, Peter and with this two disciples fell asleep.
哇，当他一睡醒了，呀，这个 wonderful， 这个景象真是太好了。
When he woke up, it's wonderful. Everything he saw.
耶稣脸上发光啊。
He see that the Lord's face was shining.
然后他看到摩西还有以利亚，哎呀，跟摩西跟主耶稣那个谈话。
And Moses and Elijah were talking to Jesus.
哎呀，这个场面太伟大了。
Oh, the scenery was so great.
这个太 enjoy 了。
He was so enjoy.
德在这里是魂的感情里面的享受，我们在这里真好。
Here, Peter is so enjoying the emotion in his soul. It's wonderful to be here.
但他没有想到神的旨意。
Never did he think of the will of God.
如果耶稣在那里不下山，不钉十字架，神的救恩怎么完成？
If Jesus would not come down from the mountain, if Jesus would not be crucified, how could God's salvation be accomplished?
如果耶稣从变化山下就升天了，那我们今天救恩就没有盼望。
Should God go to heaven right from the Mount of Transfiguration, then there is no hope for our salvation.
但是彼得当时就说我们在这里真好 enjoy 啊。
But right there, Peter said, oh, it was wonderful. We were so enjoying ourselves.
说他在这里，他的魂，他的感觉，他的爱好受对付。
Right here, his feeling, his liking in his soul was dealt with.
今天在很多人到一些的聚会里面。
Now today, when people go to different congregations,
我记得以前有一个老弟兄讲，说我们到有一些聚会啊，圣灵还没有做工，人已经受感动了。
Now I remember one of the elderly brothers once told me that when we go to different fellowships before the Holy Spirit starts working, we have already been so moved.
你说这是好事还是不好事？
Would you say this is a good thing or a bad thing?
圣灵没有做工，人受什么东西感动？
Before the Holy Spirit starts working, what kind of moving would people feel?
我可以告诉你，今天你们这些年轻人呢、啊。我感谢主，昨天在你们这里看到这么多青少年。
Now I thank the Lord. Last night I saw so many young people here.
因为今天如果你们跑到什么大的教会里面呢，圣灵没有做工，你们就很害了。
Now today, if you should go to a big congregation before the Holy Spirit starts working, you feel very high already.
那是人的工作。
And that is the work of man.
那是人的情绪。
That is the man's emotion.
那是人的感觉。
Man's feeling.
不是圣灵的工作。
Not the work of the Holy Spirit.
你有没有看到神的心意？
Do you see the will of God?
所以一个魂的得救。
So for the salvation of a soul.
叫我们不是活在人的感觉里面。
Enables us not to live in man's feeling.
我们是活。在神永远的旨意的
But we live in the eternal purpose of God.
今天这个年轻的一代，所谓这个 Y generation， 就是80年以后出生。
The Y generation, the young people born after 1980.
我们这些可能算是 baby boomer 啊。
Now we are.
我们这个是50年代啊。
Being born in the 50s.
所以现在的人就研究说，你们我们这些 baby boomer 年代的。我们看重的就是钱。
People have made a certain study saying that baby boomers only look up to money.
在这个赚钱，储蓄这个 401k 的。
So we would put money into our 401k.
但是年轻的一代，这个 Y generation， 他不看这个东西。
Now for Y generation, they do not treasure this.
甚至他们也对于是非也不是很看重。
Even they do not look upon the right or wrong.
他们所注重的就是我的感觉，我喜欢怎么样。
What they emphasize is my feeling, my liking.
但是我告诉你，这一些都是在魂的救恩的范围里面。
But let me tell you this, all these are included in the confines of salvation soul.
叫我们能够脱离这些的捆绑与霸占。
We have to be set free from all this occupation bondage of these.
叫我们活在那个活的盼望的底下。
So that we could live in this living hope.
叫我们在地上，彼得前一开始告诉我们，我们是一群做寄居的人。
As 1 Peter tells us in the very beginning that we are sojourners.
我们是蒙神拣选的。
We are the elect.
我们也愿意拣选神做我们灵魂的大牧人。
We also want to elect God as the great shepherd of our soul.
我们在地上过得胜的生活。
On earth, we want to lead overcoming lives.
我们做喜乐释放的生活。
We will live this joyful, this life being set free.
我们灵的得救是根据我们的相信。
Now, the salvation of our spirit is based upon our faith.
我们魂的得救仍然是根据我们的相信。
Then again, the salvation of our soul is also based on faith.
当我们灵的得救，我们需要相信，加上顺服，我们接受吗？
As to the salvation of our soul is based upon belief and receiving.
我们接受了圣灵的感动。
We receive the moving of the Holy Spirit.
我们魂的得救同样是因着我们的信心，这个信心里面带着顺服。
Now likewise, the salvation of our soul is also based upon this faith in it. It comes with faith.
在第二节是那里就告诉我们说，就是照着父神先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督的人。
In verse 2 we read, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling the blood of Jesus Christ.
今天在我们得胜生活里面，在我们魂的得救里面，也是根据相信主耶稣在十字架上他已经解决了我们的救人。
Now today in our overcoming lives, in our salvation of our soul, we believe that Jesus Christ on the cross has dealt with our old man.
我们也顺服圣灵在我们里面生命的带领。
We also obey the leading in our life from the Holy Spirit.
叫我们让耶稣基督在我们的心的里面真是住在我们的心中。
So that Lord Jesus Christ could really dwell in our hearts.
住在我们的魂里面。
Dwell in our souls.
让我们的心思意念情感让耶稣基督在里面充满。
So that the Lord Jesus Christ will fill us in our mind, our thoughts, in our emotions.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
基督在我们要做我们的生命。
Christ in us wants to become our life.
不但是在我们灵里面做我们的生命。
Not only to be our life in our spirit.
在我们的魂生命里面让他充满我们。
But also in our soulish lives, let him fill us.
让我们顺服。
Let us obey.
拣选他做我们魂的大牧人。
Choose him to be the shepherd of our souls.
我们来跟从他。
So we could follow him.
让他做主。
Let him be the king.
以至于在这个末后的日子。
So that in the end time.
在这个艰难的日子。
In this difficult adversity.
在这个试炼的日子。
In the days of trials.
我们愿意忍受暂时的这些的忧愁。
We are willing to bear with all this temporary grieving.
因为当我们自己要放下自己的时候是不舒服的。
Because at the time we try to let go of ourselves, it's always full of discomfort.
当我们不能够自己做主的是不爽的。
When we cannot make our own decisions, we don't feel being ourselves.
但是当我们能够忍受这暂时的试炼的时候，
But when we are able to endure this temporary trial,
十字架使我们带到荣耀释放的里面。
The cross will lead us into the freedom of the glory.
很多人说十字架是受苦。
So many people say that the cross is suffering.
十字架上面有苦的味道。
Yes, it does have the smack of bitter.
因为十字架是要你的命。
Because the cross wants your life.
因为当你不肯死的时候就更苦。
When you do not want to die, it makes your life even more bitter.
但是当你让路的时候。
But when you make room,
那个苦是暂时的一点忧愁。
That bitterness is just temporary grieving.
而且可以得着荣耀尊贵。
And then you will receive this praise, honor, and glory.
而且可以得着那个活的盼望。
And you could receive this living hope.
和并能所预备的这个全备的救恩。
And you will receive the full salvation.
神的话是那样的真实。
God's word is always so true.
所以彼得在最后让你劝勉我们。
So therefore, at the end, Peter exhorts us.
说要劝勉我们，说证明这恩是神的真的恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
He testifies that this is the true grace of God in which you must stand.
所以求主就用着一开头彼得前书这一点点的话来帮助我们，坚固我们。
We pray to the Lord that with the beginning verses in 1 Peter that he could help us, withhold us.And strengthen us.
叫我们这些被圣灵重生的人
So that all of us who have been born again by the Holy Spirit
我们能够活在这个活的盼望的里面
We could live in this living hope
叫我们实在能够抓稳天上给我们的基业
We could grasp tightly the very inheritance from heaven
今天我们怎么能够成为神的基业呢
Today how can we become God's inheritance?
就是当他在你里面真正做主的时候
It is when he really reigns in you
也就是说当你真正让魂的救恩在你里面能够显明的时候
That is when you can really allow the salvation of your soul being revealed
你今天在信息的里面就得到那个不能朽坏不能玷污存到永远的基业
Today in your faithYou have received this inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and that does not fade away.
而且你也今天也就能够成为神的产业。
Today, as well, you will become God's inheritance.
信心在你的身上就真正结出那个果子来。
And the faith truly in you will bring forth the fruit.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
我们好不好请王弟兄带我们做个结束的祷告。
Brother Huang, could you please say a concluding prayer for us? Lord, we thank you. Himself.
哎呀，这很可惜啊！这个时候，他们摩西应该要走掉了。
But it is quite.